Welcome to Essential Business Radio. I'm Julie Stanford. Today I'm joined by James Fellows, Director of Financescape's online forecasting software for your business. And I wanted to find out more about the company and ask James how he started, how things are going now, and what's going on for the future. So I'm delighted to have you join us today. Tell us more about Financescape and how you started the business and your background.
Of course. Well, I started the business a little bit over 3 years ago, and I did so after I joined an MBA program at the university, sponsored by my then employer. And I realized that all of this business stuff that I'd been doing, skills that I'd built up, I wanted to apply those more on my own terms, in my own business, and take more ownership of it. And so I saw that there was an opportunity to join an incubator program there run by the university, which was due to start about 6 months after I joined the MBA. So when the opportunity came up to take redundancy from my existing employer, I did, and went over and started Financescape. And I'd come from 10 years experience in financial services, and so I knew that I wanted to start a financial business, a financial software business. And I decided that I wanted to make a difference to people's personal finances. So when I started the business, it was all about personal financial forecasting. But it became clear quite quickly, after only a few months, just how much difficulty the other people on the program were having with getting their head around their business numbers. And the mentors gave me that same picture as well. They spent an enormous amount of time and a lot of patience helping people to get to grips with their cash flow forecasts and their profitability and so on. And so I realized, just as happens with a lot of businesses, I guess, I was going to change what I'd originally set out to do and design the whole software platform around making the business forecasting process simple, easy and painless.
It was that was exciting to me when I saw it, actually, because as a business owner of many years, I had struggled with exactly those things, with forecasting, with understanding why it needed to happen, and then how to do it, having the tools, the flexible tools to do it. And it's interesting that you say that you started out one way and then changed it in response to, well, the shared experiences with your colleagues.
Absolutely. It's a problem that I suppose, because I enjoy numbers and I find it relatively easy, I ignored the fact that that wasn't the case for everyone else. And it was working with all sorts of fantastic, creative, committed entrepreneurs on the program who were great at doing things that I just wasn't. And when I realized that this was a big opportunity for me to build a successful business, but for me to have a bigger impact in the wider community.
And so tell me a bit about those early stages then. So you started out with one idea, one business model idea, but then quite quickly changed it. And in practical terms, how did that work? What did you do? Did you bring in a team? How did you start with this business?
Well, right up front and early on, I was bootstrapping the business. So I was keen to do everything myself, confident that I could do. And that's a lesson that I think, you know, the mentors and other business owners that I've spoken to told me, quite correctly, it doesn't work like that. You're not going to be great at everything. Don't try to take it all on yourself. But unfortunately, it took me a long time to learn that lesson. So I was doing as much as I could in the business in terms of building the web presence and doing a little bit of marketing, building the software side as well. But I took on a freelancer to help me with the software build side. And during that period, it helped me to get to grips with the fact that there are some things that I'm great at and there are some things that I'm not so great at. But at the end of the day, your time can only scale so far. And that was a lesson that I really needed to learn. I'm pleased I learned it quite early on as well. And so as a result then, things started to build momentum and started to take off. And that had happened just before I realized that there was this bigger opportunity out there to help people with their startup business forecasts rather than personal financial forecasting. But that was actually, you know, looking back, that was fantastic because I made some of those mistakes. I did some of those, you know, slightly short-sighted things in an area or a part of the business where it didn't have a long-term impact. So when I started afresh on the startup financial forecasting, I'd got a much better handle on how to do this.
So you had so all of that experience led to you being able to bring that experience into this current business and this business model.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I'm still learning today, obviously. You know, I've built a team that's exclusively populated by freelancers now. We all sit in the same office and I use different people to a different extent. But it was learning that lesson really on that's made quite a difference. And of course, you'll know from from your experiences, Julie, that keeping those fixed costs down is important. Getting the right skills in the right places, you know, there's an old corporate saying, get the right people on the bus is fine, but you've got to have them in the right seats as well.
Yeah.
Those are really, really important lessons that I'm pleased I learned early on, so that I can focus my time now on making all sorts of other mistakes.
Well, it's brilliant, though, that you did, because that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that people make. Because there isn't a great deal of money available, they tend to try and do everything. And, of course, it's false economy sometimes, because it just takes you twice as long as a good freelance professional. And, you know, that model of bringing in freelancers is one that's used so often now, I think, by early-stage businesses and even people who've been going a long time, because it keeps the cost very controllable. Keeping those costs tight means that if you need people to produce a project or for a particular part of the business, you can bring them in, pay them, and then they go off and do work for other people, and you keep your costs very tight. So I'm just thinking then, James, where are things now? So we've talked a bit about how you got to where you are now. Where is it at the moment for Financescapes?
Well, I plan the business on a quarter by quarter basis. So I put together an idea of what it is that I want to do over the course of the next 3 years, then break it back to the next 12 months, and then in detail, break it into quarters. So my focus for this year is all about sales. So we've got a really reliable, robust product, and we sell it already to universities and enterprise agencies and accountants and director entrepreneurs all the way across the world. But it's a software business, and that involves a massive amount of upfront investment. And all that money's gone in now. It's all about now scaling it so that the business is profitable on a long-term basis. And that's what I'm focusing on at the moment. And it ties in with what you were just saying a moment ago about those resources. Marketing is quite a big focus at the moment. And so Lindsay, our marketing freelancer, is working really hard at the moment, sort of scaled up that resource, and really capitalizing on our expertise to build our web presence, to make people much more aware of us, so that then the sales can come in to some extent on their own through the website, because of course the point of the tool is that people can use it simply and easily on their own. And that process of selling to individuals or acquiring end user entrepreneurs on their own is very, very scalable for us, whereas the sales to enterprise agencies and universities and accountants, they're bigger unit cost items because these guys buy hundreds of licenses at a time, but they take a lot more effort and setup from the team. So that's our focus at the moment. And part of that marketing push actually is we were shortlisted for an award for early stage businesses for the Venture Fest East Midlands Award.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is fantastic news. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the sort of activity. You know, we put ourselves up for awards at least every 6 months. Part of it, in all honesty, Julie, is to remind ourselves why we're doing this, to tell the story, and to keep us focused on what we're doing. And sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't. But this is a really, really exciting one, because, of course, it's all about entrepreneurs and people starting their own businesses. So that's fantastic. On the business-to-business side, just heard this morning that the Startup Loans Company have said that they're happy to receive startup loans forecasts through Financescapes as well, which again is a big leap on for us, this time on the business-to-business side. So if the enterprise agency that is processing your startup loan offers you Financescapes, you get the opportunity to do the forecast there in one place, in that same environment, and then submit it on, which is a fantastic win for us, and just helping the business to grow both on the consumer side and the organisational side.
That, knowing what I know about, you know, what's available for businesses, I think that's a fantastic piece of news, actually, James, because so often business owners are completely confused by the notion of forecasting. And it's that drew me to your software. We met obviously at an event, but then I went on to look at your software, play with it and put information into it. And I'm very, very impressed at how simple and yet powerful it is. One of the things that it says on your site that really made me smile, because it's so true, forecasting is cheap and failing is expensive. That is a very good line, because it is absolutely true, isn't it?
It is absolutely true. And I know that we'll be talking about, you know, sort of my tips for business success, or you know, how I've managed to get this far in a later episode, but that's one of them, is thinking is easy is cheap. Doing it is quite expensive, and failing it really does hurt. So just take a little bit of time up front to think through your business, not just the numbers, obviously, but you know, how you're going to market it, what your target market is, all the things that I know you cover, Julie, in your essential business guides and in those nudges and so on. There are 500,000 businesses are started every year, but more than half of those have died within those first few years. And so putting that thought in and just taking a step back and designing your business and working on it rather than just in it can absolutely pay dividends.
No, it can transform a business, and it also can transform that business owner's experience of the business, because it's terrible if things are tough and you're struggling to do everything on your own and it's still not working. That can be the most awful position to get into. And so people can acquire the skills, they can learn how to do it, which is why we do Essential Business Radio and talk to people like you. It's to help you pass on everything you've learned and all that you know to business owners so that they don't have to go through it and suffer that, you know, the pain of not knowing. I'm keen just to, for these last few minutes of this business spotlight, actually, James, just to find out more about the future of the business. What's ahead for Financescapes, let's say in the next 3 to 5 years? What are the plans?
Well, so the plans probably split broadly into two sides. So there's plans for the underlying product itself, the Financescapes tool, and that the tool itself has evolved, and all of the functionality has come about as a result of feedback from entrepreneurs, from experts such as yourself, and from business mentors and advisors across the country who provide us with feedback and say, you know what, it would be better if it worked like this, or better if it worked like that. And so there are some big chunks of functionality that we're expecting to put in over the course of the next, well, hopefully the next 12 months, but potentially longer. And one of those is integrating with accounting software. So what Financescapes does is all about the forecast. It's all about making better informed decisions upfront by looking at how the numbers are likely to play out. Accounting software is the other way around. It's about looking at what's actually happened already and seeing what results that's caused. So accounting software doesn't try to get into the forecasting, and we certainly don't want to get into the accounting side. But marrying those two up is an objective for us, because you'll appreciate that we're under quite a lot of pressure from the various accountants that buy the software to do that. And I can certainly see the opportunity there for the entrepreneur as well. As they move forward, they've got an idea of what their business is going to be, and they start to take things forward. They start to record their actuals. After the first 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, you really need to be thinking, okay, how does this compare with what I originally expected I was going to do? So that accounting software integration is a big one for us. And there are other smaller pieces of functionality that we've already got on the roadmap. And then the other side, in terms of the business itself, we've got thousands of users, as I say, all around the world at the moment, and it's all about growing that user base. Interestingly, just a few days ago, we took on our first customer from China. Now, that's an interesting one, because of course we don't market it anywhere outside the UK. As I said earlier, there's 500,000 new businesses start in the UK every year, which is a phenomenal size of market if only we can access it. So we don't try for the US, we don't try for China, we don't try for anywhere else, but we've got users in Brazil, we've got users in New Zealand, we've got users in China, and that's interesting to see how that plays out. But certainly I think for the next few years anyway, our focus is going to stay on the UK market, growing it as much as we can, partnering with more of the experts in this area, those universities and enterprise agencies and accountants, people who are there to help and support entrepreneurs, and who can give them that little nudge and say, don't forget, you really need to be thinking about your numbers here. Because in all honesty, I think most of us, when we're getting into the process of starting our business, and certainly when we're running it in the early months and probably years, we get really stuck into the doing and working in the business and knocking out widgets, for example, whatever they might be, and sort of lose track a little bit of that more strategic side. So partnering with those bigger organizations, whether an enterprise agency or whatever, those are all important things for us over the course of the next few years.
Excellent. Well, it all sounds extremely exciting, James. And as I say, I think it's a fantastic piece of software, and I wish it had been around. Well, I mean, I'm glad it's around now, but I wish it had been around when I was struggling all those years ago to get my head around forecasting, because it's vital that you know where your business is, where you're going, and the figures are crucial to that knowledge. So I just want to say thank you very much for taking time out of your day to join us on Essential Business Radio. James Fellows, Director of Financescapes, online forecasting software for your business. Thank you for coming along.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Essential Business Radio, and I'm Julie Stanford. Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more about James Fellows and Financescapes, visit www.financescapes.com.